Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our message today comes from Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Amen. It's a continuation of the Beatitudes. Mm-hmm. This is the seventh Beatitude.
Amen.
And it reads as follows: Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be the children of God. This is part 7, like I said, of the Beatitudes. Part 1 was Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The second one is Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. The third one is Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. The fourth one, Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. The fifth one, Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Mm-hmm. And the sixth one, blessed are the pure at heart, for they shall see God. Mm-hmm. All six of these are available on our website. Mm-hmm. The word blessed in this scripture means spiritually calm with life, joy, and God's favor. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the definition of a peacemaker is simply someone who makes peace. Or at least tries to make peace. Mm-hmm. In our society, there is a constant need for peacemakers. Would you agree with me?
Mm-hmm.
When we watch the news, there are many areas that need peacemakers.
Yes.
This brings up several questions. Question number one, are we the people who need peacemakers in our lives? Number two, are we the peacemakers? And number three, do people see us as peacemakers? Okay? The first question, I'm going to address all these separate. The first question, are we the type of people that need peacemakers? I'm sure that we know someone who is always causing trouble. They tend to want to debate you on everything possible. And they feel that they are always right.
Mm-hmm.
If you say the sky is blue, they want to debate why it is blue in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Confusion follows them wherever they go.
Mm-hmm.
They can walk into a room, and that once peaceful room
mm-hmm.
changes into a room full of confusion.
Yes.
We want to not be around them, mm-hmm. as something is always going on with them. Y'all know anybody like that? These type of people find something wrong with everything.
Mm-hmm.
If you see them at a restaurant, they complain about everything.
Mm-hmm.
They complain about the food, the waiters, the atmosphere, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time my wife and I were at a restaurant and a couple was sitting near us.
Mm-hmm.
The husband, who had been to this restaurant before, started complaining about everything to his poor wife.
Mm-hmm.
She looked so sad as she just sat there, wanting to enjoy the meal
mm-hmm.
and a night out.
Mm-hmm.
We listened to all his complaining and wondered if this restaurant is so bad to him, then why does he keep coming back?
Mm-hmm.
He could be heard throughout the restaurant
mm-hmm.
and was making people feel uneasy. He needed a peacemaker,
mm-hmm.
or he needed a good, you know what.
mm-hmm.
Does this sound like anyone that you know?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, this is not you.
Mm-hmm.
This is not us.
Mm-hmm.
So are we the ones making trouble and need peacemakers? I
mm-hmm.
certainly hope not.
Hmm.
The second question is, are we the peacemakers?
Okay.
As parents, we are peacemakers. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
You know the drill. The kids play together, then fight each other.
Mm-hmm.
We are the peacemakers in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
We either talk to the kids and tell them to stop, or we give them a timeout, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or in my day, we got the switch.
Mm-hmm.
The switch is the ultimate peacemaker. Would y'all agree with me?
Mm-hmm.
My parents would make me go get the switch. My kid brother would bring back a twig he could find, the smallest, smallest thing he could find. He'd bring back a twig. Now, me being a smart you know what that I was, I would try and find the biggest branch I could find and try and haul it into the house. Of course, this made my parents extremely mad because I was being sarcastic. But peace came very quickly to my parents' house when the switch intervened. Do we try to calm down a situation, a tense situation? At work, there's a lot of drama, would you agree? Sometimes our co-workers will have heated arguments that could lead to a physical confrontation. Are you the one that comes in and tries to calm them down? Do you take one of them to the side to try to diffuse the situation? If you do this, then you are the peacemaker. Would you agree?
Amen.
And it's a good one. What about the family reunion? Okay. Oh, man. After everyone has had their share of hot dogs at the family reunion, along with burgers and, of course, potato salad, everyone settles in and starts conversations. They start to dance, they play cards, or they watch TV or play music. Soon after, someone has an argument with someone else. Now, keep in mind, this is the family reunion, okay? The argument escalates, and then there is a ball of confusion. Alcohol adds to the fuel to the fire. Everyone seems to forget that we are a family, and people take sides in this argument. It is not specific to male or female, as arguments get louder and louder. The kids are told to go outside and play, even though it's 20 degrees outside in the dead of winter. They do this so that the kids don't have to hear all this nonsense. Words that are not considered family friendly are used extensively. Now, y'all know what I'm talking about. There is always someone trying to be the peacemaker, and they have their work truly cut out for them. The more they try for peace, the more the situation escalates. Would you agree?
Yes.
Now, the next stage is the arguers recalling events that happened a long time ago.
Okay.
Remember that?
Yes.
The people that are arguing bring up things in the past that, quite frankly, should be buried in the past. This does not end the argument, but escalates it even further. The language becomes even worse. The church folks are the main culprit. Okay, I'm gonna leave that alone. Everything becomes even louder than before. The peacemakers in the house, usually the older folks, if they aren't arguing themselves, try hard to end this. Some people start grabbing their keys like, I ain't got nothing to do with this, it's time to go. Eventually, cooler heads prevail, and someone becomes the peacemaker that everyone will listen to so that this can finally end. Things finally calm down and everybody's and everything is okay. Then the very people that were arguing start planning the next family reunion. I can't make this up, but I've seen it. I've seen it. Lord knows I've seen it more than once. The last question that I ask is, do people see us as peacemakers? The Amplified Bible states this scripture as follows. Blessed, spiritually calm with life, joy, and God's favor are the makers and maintainers of peace. I want to pay attention to the makers and maintainers of peace. Does this describe us? Are we making peace in non-peaceful situations? Do we bring peace wherever we go? Do we maintain peace in our lives in all our circumstances? We can be our worst enemy. Would you agree? When hard times come, do we lose our peace of mind? Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It is kind of hard to be a peacemaker if we don't have peace in our own lives. Would you agree with that? The scripture states that the makers and maintainers of peace will express the character of God and be called the sons of God. Now, let's keep it real. Mm-hmm. It is not human nature to express the character of God. I'll say it again. Mm-hmm. It is not human nature to express the character of God. Mm-hmm. To express the character or nature of God, we must become like Him through our relationship with Him. Mm-hmm. We must be changed from the way we are to the way He is, mm-hmm. in order for us to express His character or nature. Mm-hmm. The closer we are to God, the more we become like Him. Mm-hmm. This is how we will become makers and maintainers of peace. Mm-hmm. This is how we express His nature. Not sometimes, but always. Mm-hmm. We will be able to answer people because they will see us as peacemakers. Mm-hmm. Isn't that wonderful? Mm-hmm. Then you may say to yourself, self, I don't know if I can do that or not. Well, you can't do it on your own. Mm-hmm. But through God, you can do all things. Amen. And the main thing is that you have to want to. Mm-hmm. You have to have that desire. You have to pray and say, Lord, I really want to be like You. Mm-hmm. And you got to be willing to say, okay, Lord, I humble myself. Do what You will so that I can become like You. Mm-hmm. And then it happens. God will honor your prayer if you ask. You see, saints, it is the will of God that we are the peacemakers in a world full of sin. Mm-hmm. It is the will of God that we are maintainers of peace. We maintain it by being peaceful ourselves in every situation, every circumstance. Mm-hmm. It is the will of God that we are expressing His nature or character. If that was not true, He would not have said so. Mm-hmm. It is the will of God that we come to know Him. It is the will of God that others see us as peacemakers. Mm-hmm. It is the will of God, right? That we are the light of the world. We, the peacemakers, they should see God in us and know without a question of a doubt that God is in us. Mm-hmm. So, saints, it is then that this beatitude, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God, becomes reality. A child of God is someone that actually follows their Father. And that's what we should be doing as Christians. That's what Christianity is all about. So if we can do that very thing, we will become the peacemakers. And we shall become the children of God. Let us pray. Dear Lord our God, in the name of Jesus, we come giving You praise and thanking You for being our God. Thank You for this word, Lord. Help us to become peacemakers. Help us to be more like You. Give us the strength, Lord, the courage, Lord, and the humbleness to come to You and say, Lord, we can't do this on our own. Please help us. Father, we thank You for this word. We thank You for all the Beatitudes, Father. Father, I pray, Lord, that this word will bless many. May You be glorified in it, Lord. May we all understand what You mean. Father, we not only want to be hearers of the word, but we want to be doers of the word. Father, I thank You, Lord. May whoever hears this be blessed beyond blessed. May You be glorified. And I thank You for using a little of me. For I ask it all in Your precious name. Amen.